بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah of iman, for blessing us in making us of the Ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for having enabled us once again to complete a day of fasting, the 16th day, and a night of the Taraweeh, 17th night. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We pray for acceptance and steadfastness for the way ahead. The 21st juz of the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these chapters, it's as if the progression in the ayat and the atmosphere that it creates is a build-up for what's to come. It's as if, because of the link of the Quran with the holy month of Ramadan, it's as if building us up to the last 10 nights, building us up to searching for that night of power. It's as if increasing in spirituality, increasing in purity, increasing in the pull that it has at our hearts and how it enriches our spirits. If we open our hearts and minds to it, may Allah open our hearts and minds for the Qur'an. And open our minds and hearts for the nur that the Qur'an draws and the rahmah that the Qur'an draws. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that the houses in which the Qur'an is constantly recited, those houses shine up to the inhabitants of the sky just as the stars shine down to the inhabitants of earth. If the house in which the Qur'an is constantly recited in shines up with nur because of the Qur'an, then what about the heart and mind of the mu'min that carries part of the Qur'an with him or her? Surah Al-Ankabut starts with the question of test and trial. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا. Do people think that they will be left? أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا. Just by saying آمَنَّا, we believe. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. And they will not be tested. Tests are to come. And everyone is tested with something. A negative situation is not the only type of test. A positive situation is also a test. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. Allah says, we will test you all with bad and with good. A good situation is also a test. But the thing with the believer is this: no matter what the situation, if we have Allah at heart, then the outcome will be good for us. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the believer, all of his conditions are good. And this is not for anyone but the believer. If any bad afflicts that believer, the believer is patient and is contented with Allah's decree. And as such, that situation becomes good for the believer. And if the believer is blessed with some external good, the believer shows gratitude to Allah, and as a result, that situation is again more in his or her favor. Now, Surah Ar-Rum speaks about Allah's signs and many other verses. He heard, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. We have no excuse at the end of the day regarding Allah's superiority, regarding Allah's power, regarding our dependence on Him. We have no excuse. If we ignore Him, we deprive ourselves. His signs are abundant. Surah Luqman speaks about wisdom. And wisdom starts with recognizing Allah. Beyond everything else, there are people who do good. There are people who do good. And Allah is not unfair. Their good, they will see its benefit in this world. If they lack iman, they do good to fellow man. They do good to creation. They acknowledge creation, but they did not acknowledge the Creator. The Creator is so merciful. Because they're doing good to His creation, He still favors them. Yeah. But to have favor there in His court, in front of Him, by Him, we have to acknowledge Him. And Luqman, Allah logs what he advised his son with. Beyond the other advices, the very first advice, the foundation of it all, before the other good you can do, before your other choices, is Ya Bunayya la tushrik billah. Oh my dear son, do not make shirk with Allah. That is la zulmun azim. That is a great oppression. That is a great wrong. Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'a. Allah has the knowledge of the final hour. And He's the one who sends the beneficial rain. We make dua for more beneficial rain. And He is the one who decrees and knows and forms whatever is in the wombs of the mothers. We all came out of wombs. Now. And He is the only one who knows what the individual will earn tomorrow. I plan. I assess. I research. Now. I consult. He's a consultant, business consultant. But only Allah knows. For sure. And then only Allah knows for sure whether that soul as well will see tomorrow or not. And on which part of the earth that soul will breathe its last. Now, speaking about the soul, I want to end with something. We have the issue here of the nafs all the time in Ramadan, is it not? Naam. And we know the famous verse where Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, there'll be certain individuals whose nafs will be addressed as individuals, and they will be addressed with what? Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. May Allah make us of those who are blessed to hear these words. Oh, contented nafs. Now the question is, if shayateen are all chained in Ramadan, and I have my normal issues with humankind and the dunya, but what I'm facing more is my own nafs in this month of Ramadan, how do I get my nafs to cool down? How do I get my nafs to calm down? How do I get my nafs to just be still for a while? Because my nafs is busy. What next? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I want to link it to tonight, because tonight people will speak about Badr, is it not? The battle of Badr, something huge took place. The first time the Muslimun were given the permission to physically face the kuffar and the mushrikun, right? But let's just come back with me. How do I get my nafs to be contented and my heart to be contented? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-birru." Firstly, a unique Sahabi. We don't hear his name always, so I'm going to say his name and at least once say radiallahu anhu. His name was Wabisah. Radiallahu anhu. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before he can even open his mouth, the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ji'ta tas'aluni 'anil birri wal ithm." He said, "You've come to ask me about righteousness and sin." He said, "Yes. I've come to ask you about that." Before he even opened his mouth, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Al birru matma'annat ilayhi nafs." Righteousness is that through which the nafs becomes contented. Righteousness. Now there's a nuhu prata, because now you have to see what is righteousness, what is bir. If you go to the second juz day in the start of the second quarter, Allah says, "Laysa al-birru this and that, walakin al-birru man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir, in wa ata al-mala wa qama as-salah wa ata zakat." Bir is start with iman, then action, and then consideration for people. So it's iman in Allah and all that details, and then all that entails, and then your action, what is required of you, and then opening your heart, having compassion to others. That is all birr. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain birr until you spend from what you love. Become open, the heart. So iman, what I must as far as Allah is concerned, and then birr. He said, الْبِرُّ مَطْمَأَنَّتْ إِلَيْهِ النَّفْسِ. Birr is that which the nafs becomes contented with. وَطْمَأَنَّ إِلَيْهِ الْقَلْبِ, and that which the heart becomes contented with. And the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and you know this, there's a piece of flesh in your body. It's a physical piece of flesh, but it has a spiritual connotation too. Yeah? If it is healthy and sound and whole, then the entire body is pure and whole and sound. But if that piece of flesh is disturbed, if that piece of flesh is tainted, if that piece of flesh is rotten, the entire body is going to be affected. You know what's the issue nowadays? I'm not speaking of exam time, but people live in stress. Now you study, he's studying psychology too. This is a healthy stress. There is a healthy stress. Like his stress, where he gaf his man ondergaan, where he traveled. Yeah. That's a stress, yeah. It's a good stress. Because it's for Allah's sake, mas. It was a kitab. But there's mensen wat stress over the dunya. People have stress over the dunya and the world and whatever else and then other issues with other people and stress. They go on medication for stress and then they need medication for the medication. Is it not? Now, Sahaba. Listen, Sahaba. In Medina now. The Muhajirun are there settling in. The Ansar are there welcoming them. They're building the Masjid Nabawi. But Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started a brotherhood between them. Like, even Makani, but now he was bruised because of Iman and trying this and trying that. And here, the year that Abu Sufyan had gone with goods to Sham to sell it and is on his way back. And you know what? Most of those Muhajirun had left their belongings behind. Most of the Muhajirun, their belongings were taken from them. And they realized that, hey, it van also goed ook samengevat om te verkoop daar in Sham and hij is also recht. So we're just going to go out. Some of them walked. We're going to go out and stop him and block him and say, we demand our right. We demand our haq. That's what they wanted to go out for. They had to share horses. There were three on a horse. They weren't equipped, really, to fight. They wanted just to do that, but Allah wanted something else. Allah granted them permission to face them. And Allah granted, or wanted that there are certain disbelievers whose mouths must be shut for good, like Abu Jahl. Because he was going too far. He did not stop. The Muslims were out of Makkah, but he still was planning and plotting all that side. Think about this now. They were ill-equipped. So now they ended up, Abu Sufyan came to hear about it, so he took another route and he sent message to the Mushrikun there in Makkah to say that he heard that Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba come after him, come with the caravan. So they came now, they corralled themselves in Makkah and they came, but then Abu Sufyan managed to cover his tracks and he then lost the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, lost him, don't know where he was. So he sent message back to the Quraysh to say, look, don't worry, you can go back to Makkah. I lost Muhammad in them. So say Abu Jahl, nee, we're not going to go back. It's now or never. I want to finish Muhammad and his followers forever. So they had to face them where? They had Badr. When they saw them, it was a huge amount. The Mushrikun were more than 1,000. And the Muslimun were like 300 and odd. Plus ill-equipped. Ill-equipped, lacking armor and things as well. So now Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had a consultation with them. And ayat were revealed. Permission has been granted for you to face them. Permission. Right? Because they fear now if they don't, they walk away, then again, they will be undermined. All the Mushrikun will go to Medina and get the wives and the old men and the children there. So they must face them here. Read it up. They never intended to fight. But it turned out Allah wanted that to happen. Okay? So they could show their strength. But the point where I'm coming to is this. We speak about stress. And manabati can't slap you because of stress. And fat palom to slap because of stress, etc. Because of dunya worries, may Allah relieve us from the dunya stress. We want to push ourselves as far as akhirah is concerned. I must worry about my account in the akhirah. I must worry if I've done enough. I must worry about the quality of my salah. I must worry about my relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran. That must be my stress. Not this dunya doesn't deserve it. Now, you know, the sahaba were on such a level. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam consulted with them. The Muhajirin obviously were with the Rasul because they knew what the Meccans did to them before. But the Ansar said, Ya Rasulullah, don't worry. We never went through what you went through there, but we pledged with you. You go and we're with you all the way. Right? Say, Alhamdulillah. You know what happened that night? Because they had to face him the next morning. You know what happened? Allah says in the Quran, إِذْ يُغَشِيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُمْ. They all slept soundly like babies. They were deprived of water also first. They were blocked from the water. So they were weak. Now what do you do? This is the first time in years now. This is now the second year after Hijrah. So 15 years of Islam already. First time they're going to face the Mushrikun. They slept sound like babies. Allah said, Allah encompassed you. Remember when I encompassed you, overwhelmed you with a nice deep sleep. As a space of safety for you. They slept. Ali radhiallahu anhu said, we all slept like babies. There were no security guards or nothing. What would you do in such a situation? You're going to face them. Allah had no more of a clay. You could suspect. They could send people over to you, isn't it? Before the time. They slept like babies. Ali says, the only one who never slept was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The entire night, he was under the tree. We made him like a small hut. And he was in ibadah to Allah, crying and making dua. Till the morning. We found him in the morning awake. But the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's contentment was drawn from salah anyway. Understand? And he was on another level, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they wanted to continue fasting like him, he said, "You can't do like I do. Innama abitu yut'imuni rabbi wa yasqini. I spend the night, my Lord feeds me and grants me drink. Naam, tanamu ayni wa la yanamu qalbi. My eyes sleep, but my heart doesn't sleep." There's anaprata. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali says, in the morning we found him awake, we make fajr together. Then he and Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu were making dua. He was making so much dua, raising his hands up high, speaking to Allah, that his shawl fell off. Abu Bakr had to calm him. Then he had a small nap, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Small nap. He woke up from the nap smiling. You know what he said when he woke up? He said, "Sayuhzamu jam'u wa yuwalluna dubur." He says, all that group will be defeated. Ayah was revealed. All the group will be defeated and they will turn on the heels. They will turn on the heels. His conviction was even more increased. But the point is not that. The point is, I want my heart to be contented. Bir. I want my nafs to be subjected. Bir. I must do more good. I must do more righteousness and my foundation must be iman. He said, the Messiah said to the Sahabi, that the bir is matma'annat ilayhi nafs. Bir is what your heart becomes contented through. And what your heart becomes and your nafs becomes contented through, wal ithmu ma haka fi sadrik. And sins is that which disturbs your chest. Sinning or lacking what we're supposed to do. May Allah cover our flaws and faults and forgive us all. But we must do more and be concerned about the state. Naam. Think about it. There's an opportunity for us beyond coming out healthy from Ramadan. You know what is also one benefit if we focus well? Naam. To come out of Ramadan stress-free. The nafs becomes calm. Other ayah in surah, I end with this. You can not tell Allah. Other ayah in surah, what? Baqarah as well. Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ. We're speaking about bir. Bir, just remember the word. Bir is that which the nafs becomes contented through. Bir is righteousness, stemming from iman to action to opening our hearts for others. Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ التَّقَى. Bir is found in the people who have taqwa. And isn't Ramadan designed for taqwa? Alhamdulillah. Allah consciousness. May Allah grant us tawfiq. May Allah make us those who develop bir. May Allah make us those who gain control over their nafs. May Allah make us of those who can develop in taqwa. May Allah make us of those who have calm minds and calm hearts. And we only have concern and strong concern and stress over what concerns Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. What concerns Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what concerns our Quran and our deed and our akhirah. May Allah make us of those who see the benefits of all our actions. And may He bless all that we intend to do and all that we do as well. Ameen. رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.